Hello, Milligan Agency. No, I'm sorry, we're not interested in your trained sheepdogs. Well, I'm sure they are adorable, but we have a firm no animals, no babies policy. No, it's not negotiable. I'm sorry, but we simply can't. They hung up. Get two telephones in your office, Nora. It's modern times, Nora. Nora, you simply must keep up. Hello, Milligan Agency. A family act, you say? And the father puts his... Oh, yes. I see what's happening here. The act is called The Aristocrats, isn't it? It may shock you to learn, sir, that we receive this pitch no fewer than 3 times a day, and frankly, you're telling ranks amongst the weakest I've heard. Well, you've got to give it a little build-up. You don't just start with a father putting his... Oh, please. Hello, Milligan Agency. Sorry, we don't do baby acts. Well, yes, I'm sure she is precious and... And she swallows how many silver dollars? No, I'm not so much concerned with the safety of the child as I am the money. There's a depression on, and I'm certain Mr. Roosevelt would prefer it if we put our money in.
Say, Nora, could you...
Not now, Jerry dear, I have a phone call. Well, 2 phone calls, because someone decided it's modern times.
Well, it is.
If you're not going to answer either of these contraptions, could you just sit quietly? I'll be with you in a moment.
Yes, dear.
Now then. Oh, goodness, I'd no idea it was that sort of baby act. Oh, you're the Aristocrats fella, aren't you? Well, why are you still on the line? Well, I'm sure they are perfectly acceptable as legal currency. Could you please speak up? I can't hear you over that crying baby!
If it's a baby act, why don't you just hang up on them? We don't do baby act.
Yes, I realize we don't! That's a good point. We appreciate your consideration of our agency. Good day!
You seem tense.
Now, what could possibly have given you that idea?
Should I come back later?
I mean, you're my fiancé and my business partner, so I can think of at least 2 reasons why you might consider helping me right now. If anything, you should really be answering one of these blasted... You see?
So let it ring. They'll call back.
I tried that once, and they did call back. Immediately. On the other line. And then they somehow managed to make both lines ring because I suppose they think it's modern times, too. I can't handle this, Jerry. It's going to drive me completely out of my mind. We'll have to have my straitjacket fitted with bridal train.
Oh, but then forget all of this. Let's take the day off. This'll all be here when we get back.
Oh, but I couldn't possibly.
Nonsense. I've read about being impulsive, and I've always wanted to give it a try. So let's just walk out the door together right now.
That door?
It's the only exit out of the building, my dear.
But it's mid-afternoon. It's not as though we could go out for dinner and dancing at 2:30 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Oh, we could go see a picture.
That's ridiculous. Who goes to the movies in the middle of a work day?
Plenty of people, or they wouldn't have these matinee showings. Let's see. See here. We have Melvin Douglas and Joel McRae, and the good ones were busy.
That doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
All right, then, what would you suggest? You clearly want to get away from here.
Oh, dear.
Just let it ring.
Why? Are you going to answer it?
No, I told you. We're trying an experiment. We're going to do something impulsive, you and I.
Well, first of all... Oh, there goes the other phone.
Ignore it.
Well, first of all, this started as your experiment, and now it's graduated to our experiment. And second, and now someone's at the door.
So let them be at the door. You're talking to your fiancé.
Oh, but I can't just... Oh. You know, you work here, too.
I do. And perhaps when we're through being impulsive...
You've been talking about being impulsive since you got here. Now I realize neither of us has much experience at this, but I'm positive you're doing it wrong. What? What is it? Can't you just wait your turn? We live in a society of rules, for heaven's sake!
Well, gee, sis, if this is a bad time.
Oh, Susie, I didn't know it was you.
Hello there, future sister-in-law.
I thought you two might be kissing in here, which is why I rang first.
No such luck.
Yes, I can see that. Maybe you should have been. If I didn't know better, I'd say she was suffering from a repressed libido complex.
Boy, you're really getting your money's worth from those psychology classes, but I'm not sure I'd go so far to say that she's...
You know, I'm standing right here. You needn't talk about me like I'm not in the room.
Why don't you have a seat on this couch here and...
Oh, I wouldn't advise that.
But who better to listen to and fix my big sister's problems than me, a psych major?
Oh, it's not that. It's just... That couch hasn't been habitable since Lester Roberts and his prodigious pyramid of poodles visited last week.
I thought you didn't allow animal act.
Mr. Roberts didn't listen. Nobody ever listens.
Oh, now, Nora, darling, you know that it's...
I never wanted any of this. This chaos. But it seems to follow me. Ever since I moved to the city, things just have a way of building and building and getting more and more crazy until everyone's talking over one another and it's all noise and telephones and this frantic music in my head, just this maddening up-tempo xylophone theme in an endless loop.
Nora, all good-natured ribbing aside, if you're hearing music that nobody else can hear, perhaps the problem is going to be
when
bigger.
I was a little girl in Connecticut, I had this friend, Nancy Carmichael. She was Catholic and her aunt had decided to become a nun. One day, Nancy and I went up to the monastery.
I think they call them nunneries.
And we had a nice long visit with her. Everything there was so quiet, so filled with purpose. Sure, she seemed a little wistful. Not exactly lonely, but lovesick. Like she didn't so much miss the actual romantic relationship so much as she missed the idea of being in love. And that wistfulness somehow made her seem even deeper, because it made her human.
Are you going somewhere with this love?
You will recall, sis, that we grew up in the same town in Connecticut, and I don't remember any Nancy Carmichael, much less...
Any time modern life gets so hectic that I can't even see straight and I start hearing that music... Doodle-doodle-doo. I just wonder what it might be like to go back to Connecticut, back to that monastery.
Nunnery.
And become a lovesick nun. Sure, I know it's a cliche, but it just feels like I'd be happier.
Is it a cliche?
I can't say as I've ever heard of one before now.
You know what? To blazes with all this. It's just too much. I'm going to do it.
Do what?
Sorry, can't talk, Susie, dear. I'm off to follow my dreams.
But
we're to be married in three...
It is my considered medical opinion that this is a clear-cut case of...
Oh, for heaven's sakes, girl. You're 19 years old. You're no more medical professional than your nutty sister... My nutty fiancé is a lovesick nun. Whatever that even is, I've got to get her back.
Our Father, which art... Well, surely it's who. Who art in heaven? Hello, Father. Thy kingdom is... The power and the glory? That can't be right. I think I must have skipped over the entire part about bread.
Excuse me.
Thy daily bread delivered...
I do beg your pardon.
Delivered temptation... Yes?
I couldn't help overhearing your rather minced oath there.
Minced oats? I'm afraid you have me confused with a horse.
Oath. Minced oath.
Oh, yes. I'm terribly sorry. It's only... I'm off to become a lovesick nun, you see, and...
What now?
A lovesick nun. Surely you've heard of a lovesick nun before.
Can't say as I have.
It's perfectly simple. The hectic pace of modern life combined with my own personal tendency to attract chaos wherever I go causes me to hear frantic xylophone music in my head. Doodle-doodle-doo, 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 like that. And it's become unbearable, so I've decided to go into seclusion as a lovesick nun. You know, like in all those stories.
Say, you're from the big city, are you?
Is that all you got from what I just said?
And is this what the delusional career woman on the go is wearing this season?
What? Well, I've no idea. I'm sure, but it is what I wear, I suppose, so technically yes.
Only, I'm a tailor, you see, and it's always been my dream to shed the vestiges of my small-town pastoral life and seek my fortune in the big city.
You don't sound like you're from the small town.
Cornbrook, Connecticut, born and raised.
Why, that's where I'm going.
That's where everyone on this train's going. There's only one stop left, and that's it. End of the line. That's Cornbrook in a nutshell. Or a corn kernel, I suppose.
Isn't that funny? I want everything you want to escape from, and you want everything I'm running from.
Hilarious.
Anyway, in answer to your question, I have no idea what anyone else is wearing this season.
You said that already.
But what I intend to wear is one of those nun hoods.
That's monks you're thinking of.
No, I'm sure it's nuns. They wear those black robes like a judge and the head covering that says, I'm married to the Lord.
You might consider at least getting his prayer right before you marry him.
Yes, I suppose I might.
So is that what the ring's all about?
I beg your pardon?
The ring on your left finger. You and the, Lord are engaged?
Oh, no. This is from my fiancé.
Fiancé, eh? So are the two of you marrying the Lord together in some sort of holy, unholy bigamy thing?
Or? Oh, no. I left her at the... Well, we weren't quite married yet, so it wasn't the pulpit.
Yes, of course. Leaving them at the pulpit. That common expression.
I just couldn't handle the madness. And
the hectic pace and the doodle-doodle-doodle. I heard you.
So can you help me or can't you?
Help you? Sorry, I seem to be tangled in the subclause of the tangent of this digression. What were we talking about exactly?
What of those nuns' hoods, for heaven's sake?
My dear woman, I can assure you, what you want is not called a hood. It is in fact called a habit.
Oh, no, I'm trying to break those.
Yes, well, as compelling as this impending vaudeville routine is, it seems our train has reached its destination. I tell you what, using my considerable tailoring skills, which I remind you are completely wasted on the rubes in this sad little yokel town, I shall cut and sew for you, from whole cloth, a nun's habit.
Oh, would you?
Certainly. And then, upon completion, I shall deliver it to... Say, where was it you were going again?
Why, the monastery, of course.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but there's no monastery in Cornbrook.
Of course there's a monastery. I visited it as a girl. Why, it's right on top of the big hill in the west end of town.
Yes, all right, keep your straw hat on. I'm only one man. Yes, hello?
I knew there was a monastery here.
Monastery? Now, who on earth put that idea into
you? Well, look at you. You're a priest, aren't you?
Well, I used to be, yes. I'm retired now.
So you're a monk?
Well, no, I'm a retired priest.
You're still wearing the costume.
Ignoring the no doubt unintentional insult there, I happen to think it looks rather smart on me. I'm a man of not inconsiderable girth, and I find black to be rather slimming.
But... you're answering the door at this monastery.
Young lady, for the second, and I hope last time, this is not a monastery. This was once the parish church for Cornbrook, Connecticut, but they've since erected a much nicer church on the other side of town.
Oh. So what is it now, then?
Well, I continue to reside here.
In seclusion? Like an ascetic?
No, like a man who didn't feel like moving all his books to a new house.
Listen, this is going to sound a little crazy.
Oh, nonsense. I took confession for 37 years. I've heard it all.
Well, you see, Father, I'm trying to get away from the Corbiantic pace of...
Corbiantic?
It means frantic, only I'd used the word frantic to describe my situation several times already, and I was trying... something new.
Frantic would be fine.
It wasn't fine. It was anything but fine. All the telephone calls and the pressures of an impending marriage and the precocious little sister determined to psychoanalyze me, and then I'd start hearing it.
Hearing what? This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
So I thought maybe I could find peace here as a lovesick nun.
A lovesick nun.
Yes, that's right. Like in all those stories.
I'm not sure I've ever...
Oh, please, Father.
It was Father Dulcet, but I feel I should emphasize once again that I'm retired.
Oh, Father Dulcet, please, I'm begging you. It might not be immediately apparent to someone who's only just met me, but I'm losing my mind.
No, I gathered as much.
If I could just stay here in seclusion with you as a lovesick nun, I'm certain things would improve for me.
Well, goodness knows I have the room here, and honestly, it is getting a bit lonely, but what exactly would you do here?
Whatever it is that nuns do. I only know what my Catholic friends told me when I was a girl, but I'm led to understand a lot of it involves smacking children's knuckles with a ruler.
No, I don't think... Actually, that is a good chunk of it, now that I think on it. Tell you what, if you can keep quiet and mostly to yourself...
That's exactly what I want!
Then I think we can come to some kind of arrangement. After all, if any provide not for his own and specially for those in his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Oh, I like that. What's that from?
Our Father, who art in heaven, Halloween...
Oh, so it's not Halloween?
Now, why would you think it should be Halloween? Do you think the Lord's name is... Now, who could that be? Apart from you, no one's knocked on that door in years. Excuse me for just a moment, won't you?
Of course, Father. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed, not Halloween. I suppose it does sound a bit silly when you say it out loud like that. Oh, hello.
Miss Milligan.
I do wish you'd call me Sister Nora.
We can get into that another time. For now, this young man is here to see you.
Good morning, Sister Nora.
See, he calls me.
I thought you said you came here for solitude.
Well, I did, Father, only this man... I'm sorry, I didn't even get your name.
It's Black. Jerry Black.
Jerry Black? Why, that's almost my fiancé's.
Hello? Is anyone here? Nora, darling.
That's her.
They're not even knocking anymore.
Her who?
I think it's whom.
Nora, are you... Oh, Oh, there you are.
Jerry.
Yes? Yes?
Oh, isn't that funny? His name is Jerry Black, and your name is Jerry Blake. Why, you both seem to have an awful lot in common. Why don't you go have coffee together somewhere that isn't here and leave me to...
To being a lovesick nun?
Yes, that's right.
Now see here, Nora. You walked out of the office quite without warning. I was willing to entertain the notion of being spontaneous, but this is a step too far. And now I find you here with this...
Taylor.
This Taylor... Taylor, really?
That's right. I brought Miss Milligan her nun's habit.
Oh, that was awfully nice of you. You didn't have to.
Now see here, all of you. I took in Miss Milligan as an act of charity and faith, but I shan't have...
Hello! Hey, Nora!
Oh, saints preserve us.
That sounds like your sister.
There you are, Nora! I thought this must have been what you meant when you said you wanted to come back to Cornbrook to become a nun.
A lovesick nun.
Like you read about in your story.
You're obviously suffering from a severe psychopathic delusion of persecution combined with minor Oedipal complex.
Oedipal complex?
I think that one's for boys.
Oh, no. Freud said that anyone at any time for any reason can be susceptible to the overpowering wiles of an Oedipal complex.
I think I've had quite enough of that sort of talk. This may not be a church anymore.
Oh, it's not, is it?
But there's still such a thing as common decency.
Well, I've only had you.
Oh, there's the music again.
Now what?
Once I figured out where you'd gone off to, I left this address at the office so we wouldn't miss our appointments. That must be old McDougal's Barnyard of Delights.
I thought you didn't handle animal acts.
Well, we don't usually, but I thought...
I must insist that you remove these animals at once. That emu...
Pretty sure it's a llama.
Whatever it is, it's defiling what used to be the holy water font.
Well, seeing as you're retired and all, it's more like an extremely well-decorated urn.
Well, you know, even the animals need to be cared for.
What's the problem?
Come on, animals and psychological.
Oh, that's it. That's done the trick.
What is it, darling? What's done the trick?
All I did was put on the nun's hood.
It's called a habit.
Shush. All I did was put this on and the anxiety just melted away.
What? Seriously?
Oh, yes. I've never felt better in my entire life. Now then, Jerry. You, Jerry, with a G. You go tell old McDougal that I'd be willing to reconsider our policy on animal acts if he could come to our big city office after we've come back from our honeymoon.
You mean the wedding's back on?
Of course it is, darling. In fact, maybe we could just have it here and now, if Father Dulcet would be willing.
I'm still retired.
Oh, yes, of course.
Actually, if it's at all relevant, I've been ordained by one of those mail order churches. I've the certificate right here in my wallet. There, you see?
And to think I wasted 4 years at seminary when all I needed were 5 box tops from Sugar Crunch cereal and a postage stamp.
This seems to be in good order, and we have the perfect venue if the good father, excuse me, retired father, wouldn't mind loaning us the use of his retired church.
I suppose so.
But what will we do for rings? How will we tell our families? What about our vows?
Oh, none of that's important, dear. There's no need to get worked up.
There's no need... You're telling me that there's no need?
Everything has a way of working itself out. I realize that now.
Of course! It's that crazy nun's hood.
It's a habit.
And it's not crazy, thank you. I put a lot of care and effort into creating that.
Right. And because it looks and feels so authentic to Nora, and because she's imbued it with the idea of being a nun...
A lovesick nun.
Yes, of course, a lovesick nun.
Like you read about in your story.
It now serves as a sort of security blanket, shielding her from all the chaos of her life.
Yes, that's it exactly. As long as I keep this habit on, everything seems completely within my control. And most of all, I don't hear that horrible music anymore.
Say, this is going to open a whole new career for me. It might finally be my ticket to success in the big city. Put off your impending madness in comfort and style with black sartorial therapy wear.
You mean to tell me that you'll be calm and stable as long as you stay dressed up as a lovesick nun for the rest of your life?
I think so, yes.
And that as a married couple... I'll have to live the rest of my life with a wife who looks like a penguin?
That's about the size of it, yes.
Say, that has the virtue of looking like carefree spontaneity from the outside. Hey, look at my nutty wife. She's dressed like a nun, without actually disrupting our lives in a meaningful way. My dear, it's the perfect answer.